You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
G'day, I'm Erk, and welcome to Erk FM International, episode 199 of Erk FM. Coming down the pipes and into your ears with some great international music each and every Wednesday here on Erk FM and also on Tracks Radio. If you're listening to Erk FM Australia last week, episode 198, you would have heard some Australian tunes from a label called Bad Panda Records. To celebrate the release of their first 100 tracks, they released a massive download so you can download all 100 tracks, all for free, and people like me, podcasters, we can use them on our shows. A big thank you and a big heads up to Dan from Rat Hole Radio, who let me know about this via his show a few weeks ago. And so I went through their list and I picked some songs from a wide variety of countries for you today. And so we're going to hear some of the international songs. So that is rather cool. Our first act comes to us, you would think, from America, with a title of American Green. However, American Green is from Japan, and the song is called She Goes to France. Go figure. American Green is the Indietronica post-rock project of Japanese musician Takafumi Shiri. All of his music is written and recorded in a school notebook studio, his own bedroom. He says that he was born in Fukuoka in Japan in 1985, and American Green is one of his favourite colours, and this is his solo project. He began composing music in 2007, and before that he played as a drummer in a band. And so let's hear American Green now with this song called She Goes to France. Thank you, Bad Panda Records, and thank you, Modus. Thank you.
I'm Leah Finkelstein, and you're listening to IRC FM.
Thank you.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
So I thought we'd stay in Japan for that particular track. That was Ends Not Near with the song Indian Summer. And the term Indian Summer usually means a summer that's a little bit different than normal. Or it might be rather hot, rather early compared to being summer in spring and that sort of stuff. But here in Sydney at least, in December, it is supposed to be summer. The temperature has not reached 30 degrees for the first half of December, and indeed we've had lots of rain, lots of cold weather, reports of people wearing UGG boots. Very winter-like, very Scottish-type weather compared to how it normally is in Australia. So, Indian summer there, we're having basically the opposite. So let me tell you a little bit about Ends Not Near, also from Japan and also from Fukuoka. Taking his name from a beautiful song by the new year, Ends Not Near is the mysterious project of the Japanese producer Mori-san. Indian Summer, the song you just heard, has already been featured in the short film produced by Hitomoe Monwaki. You will find here Japanese minimalism, clever sampling, and a happy trumpet. And that's what you indeed heard in that song. And the guy collects postcards, which is rather interesting. And his favourite place in the world is his sweet bedroom. Let's continue, and we're going to head over to a different part of the world now. We're going to head over to Sweden, and we're going to hear from Stray Folk with their song What I Wouldn't Do. And Stray Folk consists of Henrik Vorin and his group Stray Folk. The song that you're about to hear, What I Wouldn't Do, has been a part of their live set for a few years. And this recording features only a few members improvising an arrangement for a song that was only then a day or so old. Though attempts have been made to re-record it, it has a certain simplicity in this form that is hard to reproduce. They are an Americana constellation found on the southwest and south and western seafront of Sweden. Musically, there's always been some form of Americana or the other, with the occasional drift into bluegrass and more traditional country. And so, let's hear Stray Folk now. Thanks, Matus.
What wouldn't I do to have a woman like you? There's nobody here to haunt my heart like you do. And if it were up to me, I'd take the next early train to come back over and see you again. And what wouldn't I do to have you back? Along for another few miles down the track, and to crawl up beside when the night's dreary and dark, to hold me close and mend my weary heart. What wouldn't I do to get to know you a little better than I already do, and to follow that road to whatever end, eternity or around the next bend. Yeah, what wouldn't I do to kiss your sweet lips and the smell of your skin I surely miss, that squint of your eye when you offer a smile that could carry me through any ordeal or trial. Oh, what wouldn't I do to forget about you? It'd sure be easier if I hadn't a clue that yonder somewhere is a love that I lost, kept, no matter the cost. Hey, what wouldn't I do for that sweet bliss? And that is not knowing what it is that you miss. And to ease the load that bears down on my stride. And always, my darling, I've surely tried. And hollow and dark. My mind is a mess and broke is my heart. As I wail and I whisper a song about her, and that gentle wind that blew through her curls. And I tell you that story of how it came to be. That we walked alongside for a while, she and me. And what wouldn't I do to write it again? So I could change the way that it ends. Yeah, so I could change the way that it ends.
Hi, I'm Izzy V from Hard as Nails. You can find us at facebook.com/Hard as Nails Band, and you're listening to IRC FM.
My love, I am, and you flow in. this is Emma Dean from www.emmadean.com, and you're listening to IRC FM.
And indeed, Emma Dean, you are listening to IRC FM, and you'll be able to hear Emma and a lot of great Australian music for episode 200 of IRC FM on Friday. Anywho, we're in Sweden for the moment, not in Australia, and we just heard from Mojib, and the song that you just heard was Mayday Revisited. Why is that so difficult? Mojib is from Sweden, and he revisited Mayday, a song that was released in 2007 by Uncle, that featured the Duke Spirits lead singer Lila Moss. The track that we just heard was mashed together with lo-fi indie act The Radio Department, and Mojib adds his piano and his a cappella melodies, and the result is a unique fusion of alternative indie, rock and electronica. Mayday Revisited was originally planned to be followed up with Mojib's full-length album project Uncle Revisited. However, due to label disputes and sample clearance issues, the project was cancelled, and Mayday Revisited is one track that made it out alive. And so after this break, we are going to go somewhere else entirely. We're going to have a bit of Italian here on IRC FM. IRC FM International, episode 199. Thanks, Matus. G'day, I'm Irk from Irk FM and Insomnia Radio Australia. And what happens if I add some of this? And I mix it with some of this. And I mix it with some of this. And some of this. And some of this. Wait, if you want me to scream out of something, I won't take this. Leaving you open for something new isn't real. No, what a name. Add all those together and more, and you will have the latest podcast on Channel IRC, IRC FM Metal Monday. G'day, mate. You're listening to Insomnia Radio Australia. Isolated in a circle, insomnia is my holy friend.
Why can't you fade me in, and can't you fade me out, and can't you fade me in, if you're not in that out, and can you lie to me?
Insomnia Radio Australia.
I'm afraid you left me alone. You left me alone in this. I'm shaking, I'm shaking. I'm lost and I'm violent. I said I wanted you to save me from the outside in.
Early morning, a month without you has run by. Hear me calling out your name. All I do is cry.
Insomnia Radio Australia, the best Australian music that you've never heard. Australia.insomniaradio.net.
Oh. Hey, I'm Peter Clitheroe from Suffolk and Cool. You're listening to Urk FM. You can find Suffolk and Cool at suffolkandcool.com.
And be very careful how you spell it.
Dead right.
Welcome back to Urk FM episode 199, and we just heard a couple of tracks from Italian artists. We just heard from Venice with a rather different song indeed. The track comes from an EP called Animal Stars and Other Psychedelic Creatures, but that track was called New Earth. And before that, we heard from a band called Dumbo Gets Mad with Electric Prawn. Electric Prawn is an Italian psycho rock project releasing in July his debut song that was the first feel-good hit of last summer. Do you remember the pink elephants on parade scene from the 1941 Disney masterpiece in which Dumbo the elephant, after accidentally becoming intoxicated, sees pink elephants sing, dance and play trumpets during an hallucination sequence? Yes, Dumbo gets mad. And so from Italy, that was Dumbo Gets Mad with Electric Prawn. And Venice is also from Italy, and the song that you heard there was called New Earth. And New Earth is described as being about lava, rocks and earth. It's about creation of the universe from the Big Bang to the very early days of the planet. You would have been able to hear old Arctic chants and screams in there, and it was actually the artist. Slowly everything proceeds, everything is forming, but for each passing second it represents actually millions of years. And so from Rome, that was Venice giving you a healthy dose of psychedelia. Let's continue on, and we're going to continue our international journey, and we're going to quickly shoot over to Greece for some Monday Night Fever, which is ironic because I'm actually recording this episode on a Monday. And the song that we're about to hear is again part of an EP. I'll dedicate this one to my mum Judy, who's on a bit of a break at the moment from podcasting. This song is called Pink Elephants by Monday Night Fever. They are from Greece. It comes off the Rainbow Reef EP. From Athens, and the artist was asked, what sound or noise do they love? And they responded with, the sounds that the wind does to the guitar strings when you point it right, sound rains, reverbs, echoes, and animal sounds. So I dare say that that might be a bit of a sneak preview of what we're going to hear right now. So from Athens, this is Monday Night Fever with Pink Elephants. Thanks, Midas. Thank you.
This is Michael from Emotus.
Hi, this is Melina from Emotus, and you're listening to IRC FM.
Hi, this is Rose.
From?
Oh, from Emotus. Do you know us? We're good. We're nice.
Hi, this is Sarah from Emotus, and you're listening to IRC FM.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Devo Spice, and you're listening to IRC FM. What? You are?
Listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
You're listening to IRC FM episode 199, IRC FM International on Channel IRC and also Trax Radio. Well, we went across to England and then we went across to America to finish up the episode. We heard there a song called Flood by the American Dollar. Before that, we heard from High Tiger with a song called Stop Believing. And before that, we went across to the UK and we heard from Andy and Muzz with their song Hands to the Ground. And Hands to the Ground by Andy and Muzz, that was actually the very first release on Panda Records. They are a musical duo based in London and they met in 2005. Inspired by watching sunrises over Regent's Park, they started making music around 2006. After a whole year, they managed to make a grand total of 3 songs, gaining much critical praise. unable to cope with the pressures of making a song once every blue moon and constantly not touring, in late 2007, Andy fled to Argentina to turn his hand to the steelmaking trade, while Muzz remained in London to wander aimlessly along the banks of the River Thames, acquainting himself with the murky water and the murky characters that populated London at the time. Now, there's obviously a bit of a sense of humour about this band. After a year, exhausted by hammering steel 12 hours a day for one solitary peso a week, Andy returned to London and Andy and Muzz reformed. Now more prolific than ever, two songs every blue moon, Andy and Muzz are currently working on their debut LP. So that was Andy and Muzz. After that, we heard... or our last song, we heard Flood by the American Dollar, started by two high school bands from Queens and New York in 2005. The American Dollar create cinematic, electronic-tinged, musical, instrumental post-rock. They fuse processed drums, spacious keyboards, and wonderful organ swells with electric guitar and bass, creating deep sonic textures while maintaining the passion and energy of a live band. The swirling soundscapes build and swell, punctuated by glitchy beats even, breathing and expanding into crashing guitars and soaring leads, precisely constructing symphonies for a new era. And then also we heard from High Tiger in the middle of all that. And you wouldn't know if High Tiger was written about the golf player of the same name. We shall have to have a look. I've certainly enjoyed playing all of the music here on Urk FM this week. It's been a lot of fun. It has been a lot of fun as well. Don't forget to tune in to episode 200 on Friday. Urk FM episode 199. And let me tell you a bit about High Tiger. High Tiger is a New Hampshire-based collective with at least six people. It sprung from the DJ and production group known as Neon Coyote that began in 2008. Started off as weird, spacey resin hit music, they then harnessed the power of the resin into some sort of fuzzy dance music. So on this week's episode of Urk FM, we've had a wide variety of music from a wide variety of countries brought to us by Bad Panda. If you go to the show notes at urkfm.com, episode 199, you can see the list of the entire 100 releases. It actually is a bit more than 100 songs. And then you can also download them all as well. And if you're a podcaster, Bad Panda, I'm more than happy to have you play them as well. We've heard tracks from artists from Japan, Sweden, Italy, Greece, the UK and the US. We've heard from American Green, Ends Not Near, Stray Folk, Mojib, Dumbo Gets Mad, Venice, Monday Night Fever, Andy and Muzz, High Tiger and the American Dollar. I'll be back on Friday for Urk FM episode 200, Urk FM Australia. And our feature interview this week is Mr. Tony Dean. Starting life as a drummer, and now he is also singing, songwriting, playing guitar, and you'll be able to hear more about that and also more about how I found Tony in the first place via his sister Emma Dean, and also via Franz Arp as well. That's Urk FM Extra Episode 2. And next Monday on Urk FM Metal Monday, it is the Very Metal Christmas Uber Mega Special. So don't forget to check out everything on Urk FM Metal Monday as well. Until the next time, I'm Urk. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Thank you, Bad Panda Records. Thank you, the artist. This license has been done under a Creative Commons license. registered in Australia, and all music played with permission on Bad Panda Records. Until next time, I'm Eric. Thanks for listening. Thanks, Modus. Thank you. Good night. Good night, Interwebby.
I know this last breath.